Welcome, everyone, to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, Thanksgiving and football, a match made in heaven. We'll tell you our favorite Turkey Day NFL moments, plus we'll preview this year's Thanksgiving triple header and tell you who we like, and you know it. You've got some Mox locks, or shall I say leans, for Week 12 coming your way. We are pre-taping this on Tuesday for Wednesday, heading into Sunday, if that all made sense to you. First, we're going to welcome in usually our Mr. Monday today, Mr. Tuesday / Wednesday, Danny Brasco. How's it going?
It's going good, Katie. Yeah, Mr. Tuesday, I got to switch the vibe up a little bit, but you cleaned up for Monday Night Football, so it's my turn to tag in for Thanksgiving. Let's get it.
Absolutely. And before we get into the mock slot, I guess I'll just say, how about those San Francisco 49ers? I obviously include myself with the team because I put so much into it. One, I swept the board last night, went 4-0. We told you on the show yesterday, bet over on Kittle's everything. He's the people's tight end, and he came up big for everybody yesterday. Niners now lead the division. They have the tiebreaker over the Seahawks. They're number two in the NFC to win the NFC in the odds boards on Caesar Sportsbook, and they're number four favorite odds to win the Super Bowl. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
And that was the version of the 49ers that everyone's looking for, right? Like every player, every star had it going. McCaffrey and the gadget plays and Debo with the big plays and Kittle in the end zone twice. It's like, okay, and Jimmy G in the red zone making dimes, going through his progressions. Like if that's the Niners with that defense, knock, knock, Eagles, we got another contender in the NFC.
Knock, knock. I know, it seems like the Niners are kind of going up and the Eagles are kind of going down. But, you know, everybody goes up and down through a season. So when the Eagles were winning, you know, eight games in a row, whatever it was, it's kind of better that they fall off a little bit for them, you know, and for the team. You don't want to come in too hot to the postseason because you might get tripped up. All right, let's talk Mox Thoughts. Your favorite NFL Thanksgiving moment, aside from turkey, nothing goes better with Thanksgiving. Then football, although I would argue mac and cheese is a close second. There have been some epic Turkey Day moments in the NFL, so we thought we'd give you our favorite moments. Danny, what's one of yours?
I was racking my brain, you know, thinking of all the memories, being on the couch, belly completely bloated, sitting next to my uncle, you know, just totally enjoying Thanksgiving with my family. And the one memory that stuck out to me more than some epic comebacks, I'm remembering a Drew Brees comeback with the Saints, really epic game. Mm. More than anything, the Mark Sanchez butt fumble in a complete lopsided blowout. I can't get that memory out of my mind, and that's a Thanksgiving classic. So it's got to be the butt fumble for me. Sorry, Mark, you live in infamy.
Yeah, and I think he lives in infamy for a lot of people. Mine is more of like a personal memory. So normally Thanksgiving at home with the whole family, cooking, watching football all day long. And then there was a few years where the 49ers were actually playing on Thanksgiving versus the Seahawks. And that was during the really big rivalry between the two teams. Now it's I guess more like the Rams are a big rival, but it was at Levi's Stadium. We were all season ticket holders and we wanted to have a tailgate Thanksgiving. And my mom was adamant against it because Thanksgiving is actually her favorite holiday. So she was like, absolutely not. And my grandma, my, you know, 70 whatever year old grandma was coming in from Chicago. And she was like, what are we gonna do with grandma? And we're like, bring grandma, like, obviously. Anyways, we were able to convince her to have a Thanksgiving tailgate if it actually looked like a Thanksgiving. Danny, I made floral arrangements in the shape of a football. They looked like little footballs. I made those for our centerpieces. We got tablecloths. We deep fried a turkey. We had plasticware that looked like fine china. And my mom still made four pies. We were passing out to people to tailgate. So we had a real Thanksgiving dinner at a tailgate. And that was probably my favorite memory. It was just so much fun. My grandma in a Vernon Davis jersey. Okay. Just a big Vernon Davis jersey. It was honestly so special until the game. The Seahawks won that game. And that was the one very famously where, you know, Richard Sherman takes the big bite out of the turkey leg at the end at Levi's Stadium. I hated Richard Sherman until, of course, he came to the 49ers. And then I grew to appreciate him as only fans of the teams he's on can do.
Wow, I love that story. Grandma in the Vernon Davis jersey with a formal Thanksgiving tailgate. Iconic.
Yes. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today, and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Starting your own business can be a total roller coaster. Between all the bumpy twists and turns comes the actual business side of your business, which can really throw you for a loop. Luckily, with QuickBooks, you can manage your business with confidence from the start. So no matter how bumpy the ride gets, you can always stay on track. New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's preview our Thursday Thanksgiving Day games this year. Just so you know, we are pre-taping the show. So odds are as of Tuesday, they will likely change. Be on a lookout for those. Though sometimes you wish you got it earlier, and sometimes you're glad you got a little bit later. You never know. But first up, let's talk Bills versus Lions. This is the 12:30 p.m. game. ET, Bills minus 420 on the money line. Lions, if you're feeling frisky, they have won three in a row, plus 320. The spread is 9, favoring Buffalo, over under 54. Pretty high total, but as we've seen, the Lions can put up some points. What do you think?
Well, you know, Katie, there's some Thanksgiving traditions like no other, you know, having that nice piece of turkey, sitting by your family, you know, telling some stories, catching up, and watching the Lions get their ass kicked year in and year out on this day.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we should expect anything different this Thanksgiving. You know, it's a big total. And normally
they haven't won since 2016, right? They have not won Thanksgiving since 2016.
You got it. And it gets worse for the Lions specifically on this day as home dogs, they're horrible. Road favorites thrive in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I mean, all the trends point to other teams. Now, I was going to say, normally I'm not jumping to lay minus 9, huge spreads, right? But it looks like it's even moving north. It's going to close 9.5, 10, I bet. And the total is moving higher as well. So normally, you know, sharp action is going to come in on all those plus points, especially the Lions are winning games all of a sudden, right? They got some big upset wins as dogs. And the Bills maybe look like they've come back to earth a little bit. They take that loss to the Vikings. They didn't play the prettiest game against the Browns. I think that this is a good get-right game for the Bills, in which maybe we're expecting a little fight from the Lions that we've never gotten on a Thanksgiving game. So give me the Bills all day. Bills by a million.
Danny, I love that. Bills by a million. Like you said, Lions just tend to lose on Thanksgiving. You also said that the favorites in Detroit win. Well, how about just favorites in general on Thanksgiving? 43-8 straight up and 35-16 against the spread. On the road, even better, 23-1 straight up, 19-5 against the spread. The Bills might be the actual first team. I don't know if this is, if it's the actual or maybe it's happened once before, but the first team to win back-to-back games away from home because they were at the Lions Stadium last week. They're at, of course, Lions Stadium this week. So I am also going to take the Bills. I thought Josh Allen looked like Josh Allen again. The Bills took a little bit of dip. We alluded to how, you know, the Eagles kind of fell off their game a little bit. The Bills are a juggernaut, and the Bills are going to be a major contender, you know, in the AFC, if not win the AFC. I know that everyone's really high on the Chiefs right now. I'm still a Bills believer, so I think they bounce back, and they bounce back big. And, you know, the Lions are just the Lions. They've won three games, but at one point they're going to show their spots.
Yeah,
that's actually a tiger. What is it, a tiger shows their stripes?
And a bear.
You know what I mean.
All those teams end up showing their weaknesses at some point recently in these seasons. But just to deliver the knockout blow to the Lions, home underdogs are 2-26 straight up on Thanksgiving since 2000, 1-21 straight up since 2005. And Jared Goff, after a double-digit win the next week, 2-8 against the spread. So big drop-off for Goff. I think we see it here.
Yeah, well, speaking of Goff, there wasn't a lot of prop bets on the board quite yet. I don't know what they're reworking, but there was a lot of Jared Goff props that I saw. So I'm going to take him under. He's under his passing prop, which is 1.5. That's at -157. A little bit juicy, but, you know, it's Jared Goff. So he's usually a lock when there's an under at play. He's been a little bit streaky this year with his touchdown props. 0 versus the Giants last week. He had 1 versus Chicago. 2 against Green Bay. Good game for him. And then there was a bunch of 0 touchdown games in there. The Bills have the 4th-ranked passing defense. They actually have more interceptions than touchdowns allowed. 12 and 13. So 13 on the interception side, tied with the Eagles. I think it's going to be an ugly day for Goff. I do.
It's really interesting, the total, just to touch on one more thing in this game. The over-under is north of 50, and totals of at least 50 played on Thursday on these Thanksgiving games, 24, 14, and 1 to the under over the last 20 years, but the total keeps climbing higher. So that makes me feel like the trend is actually not going to hit here. I feel like this game could be a shootout. I think maybe it's going to be on Josh Allen's end, but maybe Goff gets a couple in there to your surprise.
Well, and that's the thing. I will say the Lions can put up points. I think they've had, 4 or 5 games that have been 30-plus just on their side. I just think that this Bills defense, you know, specifically the pass defense, is so elite, and they're hungry for it. They had a couple games where they laid eggs, and they want to get back, and they want to come back strong. I just think the Lions are in a really bad spot for that this weekend. But, yeah, so you're going to take the over in this game?
No, I'm going to stay away from the total, but it's making me like the Bills with a big spread even more. Normally, if the total starts to come down and the odds makers say, oh, well, we expect less points and points to be at a premium, I want the dog with the points. But as the total gets bigger and the Bills become bigger favorites, it just gives me more confidence that they're going to just lay a beat down on the Lions.
All right, let's move on to an NFC East big one, the Giants versus the Cowboys. Your G-men, beginning of the season, they weren't your G-men. Then they became your G-men again. I don't know. They kind of slipped a little bit here, so hopefully they're still your guys. Giants money line, +328 if you think they could beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys won by a touchdown earlier this year. Cowboys -430 in the money line. 9-point spread. I feel like this one might tick up to 10 as well, over under 45.5. Giants are 1-8 straight up in their last 9 road games against Dallas. Not a great stat. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, so first of all, you characterize me as like a fair weather fan, which is fair. I did give them away. I did try to give them away in the beginning, but it's not that. I root for draft picks if I think we're not going to have success. And I wasn't a believer at the beginning of the season, and now I'm all in. Obviously, Brian Daboll is. I want him to adopt me and to live with me.
That's fair.
But this one is too big of a spread in a divisional matchup, I feel like. And this is a spot that Kenny talks about often too. It's the overreaction to a blowout. Teams coming off a massive win don't have a great cover rate the next week. Cowboys just beat the merciless crap out of the Vikings 40-3 in a blowout, one of the biggest blowouts of the season so far.
Yeah.
And I think the narrative coming off that game is, them boys, the Cowboys are back, them boy, right?
And how many times have we said that and then they fall on their face the next week?
Precisely. And the NFL is always flipping the script on you just when you think you know who the next Super Bowl contender is. They fall flat on their face. And you know, it's a tale of two halves or a tale of 2 weeks. In this one, I think it's too many points for the Cowboys. I'm going to bet against the overreaction against the Giants, who are coming off a loss to the Lions. Again, it feels like it's almost like the market evening a little bit, right? The Cowboys are better than what they have been showing, maybe. The Giants aren't as good as what they have been showing. Giants are super injured as well. But I will say this. Danny Dimes, the most profitable short week quarterback since 2020.
Really?
My boy is 7-0 against the spread in his last 7 on short rest. So Danny doesn't need the rest. He's ready to rock. Let's go Giants +9. I think he goes 9.5, 10. I agree with you. So maybe wait if you're on the Giants side, see how many points you can get and grab it at the best number.
I love that, Danny. Danny Dimes is always ready to go on a short week, no rest. I like the Giants +9 as well. Now, do I think that the Giants are going to win this game? No, I do not. Dak Prescott was pretty impressive last week. 22 of 25, 226 yards, pair of touchdowns against Minnesota before he was relieved by Cooper Rush. Prescott has 2,866 yards with 27 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in 11 career games versus the Giants overall 9-2 against the G-men, and he has won his last 7 straight. Shout out to Owen, who is listening on this podcast, our social guy. He's a big Well, you know, he's a big Cowboys fan. It's not by choice. It's by the way he was raised. But the Cowboys win this game, but I don't think it's going to be by more than a touchdown. To your point, the G-men really need a bounce back here. Danny Dimes doesn't need any rest. Saquon Barkley, I've got him going for a big thing. I think you've got a prop bet there as well. I think they keep it just at a touchdown. Nine's a little too much for me to give, but I don't think they win this game, Danny. I don't.
I'm not saying they win the game, but 9, 9.5 points, potentially 10, wherever it closes, that's too many. It's too wide of a spread. So I think the Giants will keep it close. I wouldn't be surprised if it's within a field goal. And, you know, they're 5-1 against the spread as underdogs. So don't doubt, you know, Danny Dimes on a short weekend. Also, Owen, if you were raised a Cowboys fan, is that grounds to get your parents in trouble for child abuse or neglect?
Hey.
We should inquire with the authorities. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to get him on to discuss this at a later time. However, is there a prop bet that you like?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Giants are going to succeed in this game and stay in it. Saquon Barkley's got to be in the mix. So I'm getting him to find pay dirt and score a touchdown on this Turkey Day game. Hey, the Giants have only been in the Thanksgiving Day game twice in the last 20 years. So Saquon's having himself a year. He was 25-1 odds to lead the league in rushing this year. Yeah. And he's leading the league in rushing right now. So I want him to just continue this great campaign. And like I said, Giants are going to stay in this game. He's got to be the one making plays. I think he scores at some time. And on Caesars, we're getting -117 for a Saquon touchdown. Normally, that's getting juiced up to -140 on some books now. So I actually think it's good value. Give me Saquon touchdown.
I love him to get a touchdown. I also love him over his rushing yards. He's at 75.5, -115 on Caesars. The Cowboys have the NFL's best pass defense this season, giving up 174.5 yards per game through the air. But the Cowboys ranked 26th in their run defense in the league. Barkley's rushing yard prop for Thursday set to 75.5. That's 18 points fewer than his season average of 95. He's been hitting over this prop at 60% this year. So I like him for a touchdown. I like him over his yards as well.
The yard total being lower by 18 yards than the average, like you mentioned, is curious. And that's sometimes grounds for me to be a little sketched out. Yeah. Maybe that's because it's the short week. Maybe that's because Dallas just only gave up 3 points to the Vikings. So we can consider those things into the line. But I mean, it could feel like a buy low spot as well, where Saquon's got to do it for the Giants to be in this game. So I'd be on that with you as well. Bad run defense for Dallas. I like that point a lot.
And finally, the Patriots versus the Vikings. Vikings favored on the money line, -145, 2.5 point spread, just under a field goal, over under 42.5. Vikings coming off of a really, really terrible game that they were, I think a lot of people, even though they were the underdogs, I think a lot of people thought that they were going to win that game. New England 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games. What do you think?
So I got to say, I was all over the Cowboys against the Vikings, and it's to the same point about the overreaction spot. Right. Once again, we see the Vikings pull off an improbable, unbelievable win in the game of the year against the Bills the week before. And everyone's ready to crown the Vikings kings. They can't seem to lose a game somehow.
Yeah.
Even though they actually have a negative point differential, they have an 8-2 record. I mean, it's unbelievable. You've never seen anything like that. A team with such a great record straight up that actually has been scored more against than they've scored. So coming into that game, I was expecting the Cowboys to kind of bring them back to earth. Not like blowout of that fashion necessarily, but there we go. Well, now I'm going to flip the script once again. I'm going to take the Vikings to actually beat the Patriots. After putting up just 3 paltry points, I think they show us a little more in this one. Now, Patriots great defensively. They played an absolute just dogfight against the Jets. And it took a great play at the very end of the game for it to be a 10-3 win, right?
I'm still so mad about that because I had the Jets +3.5, which was a very good bet until the punt return at the end.
And, you know, somehow the Patriots always get the Jets number in whatever unlucky, whatever fashion it takes place in. They just can't seem to get it done. That's a tough beat for you. But to me, what I took away more from anything in that game is, well, yes, the Patriots defense is really nice. But their offense, how are they going to compete with the Vikings offense if they do anything in this one? I'm expecting them not to put up more than 3 than the dud they laid on Dallas. And the Patriots offense hasn't shown they can really score back and forth with any capable offense, you know, on the other side of the field. So I'm not seeing how they stay in it. Now, the big concern, Kirk Cousins in prime time. I cannot believe I'm almost about to back him here. I mean, we know how atrocious he's been under the bright lights. But in this spot, it could be good. The Vikings lost 40-3 in week 11 against the Cowboys. In the last 20 years, teams to lose by 35 points or more are 72-42-5 against the spread. 63% spot. I got to take a spot like that, even if it's Cousins in prime time. So with a short spread, I feel like we're getting value. Vikings minus 2.5. This could be 3.5, 4 in other weeks. But just because of the blowout, it's a good line. So I'll be on the Vikings and pray that Kirk can be the regular Kirk this week.
Not the primetime Kirk. I mean, I agree with you. I'm not willing to take the Vikings on the full spread just because Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. However, I do like them in the first quarter. It's just half a point. It's at plus 118 to get some plus money here. To your point, Vikings need a serious bounce back after being held to just one field goal versus the Cowboys last week. So they're going to come into this game hot. I don't know if they stay hot. I don't know if Kirk is going to Kirk, but I know they're going to come into this one hot. And the Patriots have a very low 15 points in the first quarter and no touchdowns so far this season. So I do like the Vikings to get out by just a half a point in the first quarter.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I like the Vikings to get out to a hot start in the first quarter. Maybe I'll ride that with you. And even more so for them, just one more stat that backs the Vikings. You know, they're 8-2 coming into this game. Teams that have a 75-plus win percentage on the season coming into a game this late in the season, 14-1 straight up and 12-3 against the spread on Thanksgiving since 2005. So the good teams stay good on Thanksgiving here, and this is a matchup I think the Vikings can really rebound in.
All right, I love it. So we're kind of on this together. What do you think of the total of this game?
Yeah, it's low, and I'm going to bet the under. I usually gravitate towards the lower totals because I always say odds makers don't set them there for no reason. 42.5 is super key. 42 is a very key number, so I love getting the hook right there. And again, Patriots defense showing that they can stay in games just on the back of their secondary and ability to contain teams. And the Vikings, I think, you know, the 40 they gave up to Dallas is a little bit misleading. It's just in a blowout, right? It's like in the NBA, a team winning by 50. They kind of won the game by 20, but then in garbage time, the team just puts in their scrubs and it doesn't matter. So I think that'll, you know, get blown out of proportion and that'll draw over bets because Dallas put up 40 points of their own in the last game. So I'm expecting the public to be on the over. I'll jump at the under 42.5 in this one.
I'm going to ride on the under with you at 42.5. Look, both of these teams possibly missing their left tackles, which I think not a lot of people are talking about. And they both have very good pass rushes. Vikings, I believe they're top 20. Well, Pats, they ranked number 2 last week. Zach Wilson and the Jets converted just 21% of third down attempts, and they sacked him 6 different times. So New England also leads the league NFL defensive EPA per game at plus 9.9. And both of these offenses have been struggling. Kirk Cousins, you alluded to it, 0-2 with a 69.4 pass rating in 2 career games versus the Patriots. Both of those times, his teams only scored 10 points. Thanksgiving night unders, they're 11-4, and the under has hit in 7 in a row as well.
And Thursday night football unders have been moneymakers, 17-8 on the season. Why stop now?
Why stop now?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, let's get into mocks, locks, or shall we say mocks, leans for the weekend slate. Again, we are taping this on Tuesday. Give me your first lock.
I like that. Mox leans. I'm going to go, much to your dismay, with the Saints +9.5. Again, overreaction spot. Niners beatdown. I'm not saying the Niners don't win that game against the Saints, but it's a massive spread. I took the Cardinals +10. That blew up in my face. So hopefully the Niners don't just steamroll teams in front of me. But I think that everyone's going to be on them to steamroll the Saints. Talent-wise, it's a mismatch.
Okay, well, look, you thought you did it to yourself this week.
I really did. The Cardinals are on the do not bet list, so I don't know why I go against my rules. Yeah. I played the rock, paper, scissors theory, but My Nobel Prize was taken away from
me. But here's the thing. Even when you play rock, paper, scissors, you don't win every single time. You're still at like 90%.
Wisdom.
99%, 95%.
The wisdom that you just preached was, wow. Well, yeah. Cardinals, never again. Cliff Kingsbury, please coach in college. Yeah. So I'll take the Saints plus 9.5, believing that they can do a little more than the pitiful Cardinals did. But I think that the spread's too wide. So give me the Saints with the points.
I can't really argue with that. Obviously, I'm on such a Niners high right now that I'm like, Niners by a million no matter what happens. But I do think the sharp thing to do is obviously to take the points with the Saints. I'm looking at the Bears plus 4.5. Now, I know the Bears have not been winning games, but I believe in Justin Fields, which is so crazy because we've talked about on the show, is he the guy? Can he do it? Now that they've started to play, you know, to scheme towards his abilities, he's been really good. He has had a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown in 5 straight games. That's tied with Kyler Murray, who did this in 2020 for the longest streak since 1995. He has also 410 rush yards in his last 3 games, 155 more than any other player in the NFL since week 9. He just hasn't been winning games. But the Bears are 1-6 in one score games this season, which means they are covering the spread. If they're one score games, this is a one score game at 4.5. I don't know. This could be the week. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to give the Bears plus the 4.5, and I'm going to put some faith in Justin Fields. We'll see how that works out for me.
I had them last week against the Falcons plus 3, so they pushed, speaking of, you know, how close games and their spread. But the odds makers don't seem to know what number to put his rushing yards at because he keeps going way over it each week.
Over.
So, you know, no matter what, 62, 68, he just keeps absolutely running over that number. I'd probably ride Justin Fields rush yards again. And
I would too. I will say that I think it was after the last game where he said that his legs were starting to feel really heavy and he was going to talk to the coaching staff about – I think they should. I mean, yes, he's extremely gifted at running, and you want to do those plays all the time. But you got to let him throw the ball a little bit too. So, you know, hopefully they kind of find a happy medium. You know, obviously Lamar Jackson started off super run heavy, then they kind of started having a little bit more of that dual game. So maybe we'll see that at some point this year for Justin Fields, and maybe that's why they don't know what to put his rushing yards at. But yeah, to your point, he just keeps exceeding it week and week again. What's something else you're looking at for this weekend?
Yeah, interesting point. I like that. I'm also looking at, well, like I said, I'm the king of the under, right? And where do I go? The lowest total on the board.
Mm.
Broncos, Panthers, under 35.
Gross.
Disgusting. Gross. Lowest total of the year, Katie. Lowest total of the
Rightfully
year.
Rightfully so.
I'm all over it. I got to have the 30. It opened at 36.5, and it went down. I mean,
wow.
And to me, when something like that happens in the market, it's just saying that there's no number you can set this at. The total is going to go below 30. I'm going to bet an alternate under 30. I'm going to do that for plus money and see if they even can eclipse 30. Because look at the Broncos. I mean, they're one of the best under teams in the league, and we see them just run into walls week in and week out. It doesn't matter. Panthers have a pretty good defense, and honestly, I don't even need to delve into the depths of the stats or the trends. I can just look at this.
You don't want
number.
To talk about Baker Mayfield and why am I blanking on his name? Russell Wilson.
Exactly. Who? Exactly. I'd rather talk about Patrick Sertain.
Literally, he's forgettable at this point. Used to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And now I'm like, who is he? Who is the guy that plays for the Broncos?
So, you know, leave the stats wherever you may. And I'll just look at this number and say, yeah, that's an under total. So I'll take the under 35 easily.
All right. Well, you know that I am a card-carrying member of the Rams Hater Club. However, I'm looking at the Rams plus the 14.5. This is a disrespectful line. 2 touchdowns. Now, I know it's against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs have been incredibly dominant, but no defending Super Bowl champion has ever been an underdog of 14-plus points in a regular season game. The last meeting, the Rams did win, 54-51. Now, I know that the Rams are not very good, okay, and I'm not saying that they're going to win this game, but 14.5 to me feels a little bit disrespectful. I'm going to go ahead and sprinkle a little bit on the Rams spread.
What's up with Stafford? I think, is Wofford getting the start? I think Stafford's banged up after their last one. So
how good has Stafford been, though? I mean, that might need a little new blood.
I'm not against you. Like, even with Wofford, if it was 14.5, I don't like my chances any more or less with the points than I would have with Stafford. So it's a ridiculous number. And, you know, even the worst teams can cover these numbers. So I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your week. We will not have a show on Friday, so we will see you next Monday. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Betts.